former Georgia crematory operator is expected to plead guilty to faking hundreds of cremations. It's part of a plea bargain for Ray Brent Marsh. He's been in prison for 7 months while awaiting trial. Many families had been hoping to see that trial instead of a plea deal, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
According to a letter dated November 10th from District Attorney Herbert Franklin to the victims' families, Ray Brent Marsh, operator of the Tri-State Crematory, intends to enter a guilty plea to all the criminal charges against him. Marsh faces 787 criminal charges, including theft, burial service fraud, making false statements, and abuse of a corpse. Marsh's defense attorney is McCracken Poston.
My client was charged to such a over-the-top degree that he's looking at over 8,000 years in prison. Certainly in any kind of case with a huge risk of prison time being ultimately longer than several lifetimes, it's always in everyone's best interest, I think, to keep the talks open for plea negotiations.
Poston would not discuss details, but the agreement that has been discussed is a 12-year prison sentence and an extended period of probation. Marsh would get credit for the 7 months he's already served. The district attorney would not comment on the case. Family members were shocked and distraught back in 2002 when they learned their loved ones had never been cremated. After an anonymous tip, a skull was found on the grounds of Marsh's crematory in Noble, Georgia. Then hundreds of bodies were discovered in vaults, stacked in storage sheds, and simply scattered in the woods. Now many family members are angry. Some, like Terry Crawford, say they have a right to a trial.
They're not having a trial because of the monetary savings that they will have by not going forward with it, which leaves all the families not knowing why Brent did what he did. And I don't know that he will ever speak up and say why he did it.
Another family member, Rhonda Blasche, feels the same way. She is still searching for her mother's body. If prosecutors were going to offer Marsh a deal, she says they should have made that decision early on. Blasche has her own theory about Marsh and the crematory.
I feel like he had to have some help to place all these bodies on that property. I don't feel like he was the person that did it all alone by himself. I just think that he is the one. It's taking the whole downfall for everybody. I don't feel like he acted alone.
At one point, other members of Marsh's family were arrested because Georgia officials thought they may have been involved. The medical examiner originally estimated that the remains dated back 20 years. Officials later corrected that to just 5 years. But defense attorney Poston said the damage was done and the resentment against the Marsh family has lingered. Terry Crawford has never found the remains of her brother. She says she's still waiting for the justice that authorities promised her.
I cannot put into words how horrific this is, and there is no closure. People keep talking about closure. There is no closure. There is no finality to this. And from my standpoint, I will be looking for my brother to the day that I die.
Family members will get the chance to speak out on January 31st during a sentencing hearing when they can provide victim impact statements. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.